Hello, this is John Smallwood, certified financial planner, senior wealth advisor at Smallwood Wealth Management. And today we are continuing on the conversation of the importance of creating a wealth curve blueprint and a wealth curve scorecard, getting a snapshot on a regular basis of your wealth plan, understanding your income, your taxes, your lifestyle, your savings rate, your current assets, your current liabilities, your future liabilities, your defense, life insurance, disability insurance, long-term care, social security, pensions, umbrella, and your wills and trusts. All of this needs to be continually optimized. The only way to do it, get a blueprint, understand where you are, create a scorecard that basically ranks you in all of those categories so you know where, you know, what do I need to do to improve and how do I fix the plan? Set it for 12 months, fix it, see how you do, and reestablish another blueprint in 6 or 12 months. The key is the frequency of working on the plan. It's like going to the gym. If you don't go to the gym 5-6 times a week, you're probably not going to make any gains, right? If you're going to work on your plan once a year, you're probably not going to make gains. And so if you're focused on your goals for your plan on a daily basis, and you have a set of rules that's going to help guide you, your odds of financial success potentially are going up. Potentially. Okay, I'm kidding. But yes, true. So when we're looking at insurance coverage, right? The most important asset that we're going to discuss in your entire financial plan at all times, regardless of your net worth, is your ability to earn income. It's your ability to get up, go to work, create what you've created. That is your most important asset. It's your life. It's your ability to get up and make income. Disability insurance is one of the most misunderstood items out there. We have a phenomenal disability simulation report that we can create for anybody at any time with very minimal information. We can really optimize one for you. But the idea is that if my most important asset is my ability to earn income and I lose my ability to earn income, what's going to sustain me? If I work for a company that pays me 60% in long-term disability taxable, and I'm having trouble making ends meet on 100% of my salary today, not sure how I'm going to survive with the disability. But also, the disability is you're right here, right now. You have a certain plan that you've created, that unique plan. You have dreams, you have goals, you have aspirations, things that you want to get done, right? If you're disabled, you're probably immediately not going to be able to get that stuff done, or maybe never get that stuff done. And the plan that you've set in motion, personal guarantees, if you are in your own business, all of those things can strip a tremendous amount of assets from you. And the care, unprotected care, could also. Having disability insurance that's protecting your own occupation, that's protecting your future growth of income, allows that accumulation to continue. Having waiver of premium on disability plans, on life insurance plans, all these things are part of a good disability coverage. You know, if I was disabled yesterday, the question is, how do I want to live today? What kind of level of care am I going to need in my disability? Are my kids still going to go to college? Am I still going to want to retire? Am I still going to get Social Security? Am I still going to get that pension that I thought I was going to receive? Answer to a lot of those questions, it won't be the same, okay? So most people believe that this is not going to happen to them, and the stats show us that it's 1 in 4 will become disabled prior to retirement. If you look at the stats, a lot of early retirements are a result of somebody becoming disabled, okay? So optimally, we're talking about a lot of things over the course of these wealth curve conversations. And, you know, when you create a blueprint, one of the important things is it gives you that snapshot, right? And that snapshot reveals a lot of things to you. And the goal is to go in and look at the optimize, look at optimizing each section, look at the efficiency, look at the controls that are going on inside of your plan. And a well-orchestrated plan is if you can increase tax savings, you can decrease some of your, inefficiencies of the plan, and you can redirect that money to a disability plan. It's as if it didn't cost you anything because you were spending the money on taxes, or you're spending the money on something that you weren't getting that benefit from, that you, the marginal utility from, the enjoyment factor from, right? And it's such an important part of every plan. It, you know, stuff happens, right? So one of the things that I, if you're in the red zone and you become disabled, everything that you want to get done potentially is not going to happen. Understanding what your options are the most important part of making a good decision. And one, how am I going to pay for it? Do I free up money from other areas to pay for this coverage? Can I obtain it through my employer at an optimal rate? But frequently what you see also is that corporate benefits go away when you're no longer part of the corporation. So if you leave work and you're going to another employer that doesn't have these benefits, you may not have these benefits and you may not be insurable in the future. So getting out in front, getting the max amount of coverage at a young age or at the current age that you're at, and continually reevaluating to make sure that you're on track is important. I've had clients that we came in, we built that foundation, and we said, when you reach a certain point of that point of assets, disability insurance is optional because your assets are producing enough income that you don't need the disability coverage. The majority of those clients continue to write the check, even though they had the assets, because they felt that it was such a small cost that it was a nice peace of mind having that protection, knowing that if something happened yesterday, they're not going to have to hit their assets early. Okay. So in creating the blueprint, creating the scorecard, and then getting a disability simulation is an important part of continually updating and reviewing what you're doing in your plan.
Welcome to the end of the video. Smallwood Wealth Management is an investment advisor representative. The opinions expressed by Smallwood Wealth Management and guests on this show are their own. All statements and opinions expressed are based upon information considered reliable, although it should not be relied upon as such. Any statements or opinions are subject to change without notice. Information presented for this educational purposes only. Moreover, no listener should assume that any discussions or information presented serves as a receipt of or substitute for personalized advice from Smallwood Wealth Management or from any other investment professional, and is not intended as an offer of solicitation for the sale or purchase of any specific securities, investments, or investment strategies. Smallwood Wealth Management is not a law firm or an accounting firm, and no portion of this presentation should be interpreted as legal, accounting, or tax advice. Information expressed does not take into account your specific situation or objectives and is not intended as a recommendation appropriate for any individual. Listeners are encouraged to seek advice from a qualified tax, legal, or investment advisor to determine whether any information presented may be suitable for their specific situation. Thank you for listening.